Now we're joined by Fayette coach John Bishop. Coach, you've got a couple Dream Team nominees this year. First is Cale Polson. Tell us a little bit about Cale and the season he had.
Well, Cale's a senior, and he's a two-year starter. He's second-team all-conference for the second year in a row. You know, Cale's just a gritty little guard that gets his hands in the passing lanes a lot. He does a really good job shooting the basketball. He takes a lot of shots, but that's because his coach wants him to take a lot of shots. He averaged about 15 points a game for us this season. He led us in assists and deflections. You know, just kind of gives a spark on the floor for us. Does a lot of good things for us, and really proud of the production he's given us the last couple of years. I've coached him for 2 years. He's been a four-year letterman for basketball the past several years, and he's given a lot to his school, and we're really proud of all he's done.
Do you know what his plans are for after high school?
Yeah, you know what? I think he's going to end up just going and being a student. I think he had a few contacts with basketball. He's a three-sport guy, too, so he plays football, and he'll do baseball. And so, you know, who knows? I think basketball-wise, though, he's just kind of ready to finish the year, and he's going to kind of move on to something bigger and better, which is great. You know, we're going to wish him the most, and I know he'll do really well in all the things he does because he's got a good heart on his chest, and he's a good worker, too. So.
All right, your next Dream Team nominee, Kyle Schleter. Tell us a little bit about Kyle and the year he had.
Well, you know, he averaged about 19.5 points. He led us in scoring in 16 of our 23 games. He scored 30 points three times this year. He had four double-doubles from a guard spot. You know, he and Cale were kind of the glue for us this year. Anytime those two were playing well, we did really well as a team. Sometimes one or both of them picked each other up, and sometimes in some of our games, one had a better game, you know, if the other one didn't. But Kyle's been real consistent most of the year. You know, he's led us in rebounds from the guard spot. He's led us in steals as well. He got us 1,000 points this year as a junior. On February 7th, back in a conference game, we played Marceline. Just a good gritty guard. He plays well. He's a gym rat. Loves the game. Shoots the ball extremely well. He's about 34% from the three-point line. So, you know, we're glad to have him back next year, and I'm real proud of all that he's done. I know he's ready to accomplish a lot more. He was first-team all-conference, Lewis and Clark. He was all-district on the all-district team. Kind of hoping maybe we can get him on the Crest All-Star team. We'll see how that plays out. But we're just real proud of what he's done. Like to see a lot more leadership from him next year. He's done a really good job stepping up and doing a little bit of that this year. He's kind of a little bit more of a quiet guy at times, but he definitely shows his grit on the floor, and we're real proud of what he did.